Two of the inmates, Bernard Treadwell and Jamie Vest, could have more than 50 years added to each of their sentences. They're charged with using padlocks and a sock to attack guards, as well as beating and kicking some of them. Three other inmates face an additional 33 years for their role in the attack that sent 13 guards to the hospital. Corrections Secretary Matthew Frank says his biggest concern is that this was a coordinated attack.
This obviously was a concerted action where inmates got together to do this. And that's why I think it rises a little higher or a lot higher on the radar screen. And this is the kind of thing that we take very seriously and want to make sure it doesn't happen.
There were reports soon after the incident that some of the inmates should not have been at the medium security New Lisbon prison because of the violent nature of their crimes. But Frank says the investigation found no evidence of that. Still, he says after the incident, he transferred 140 inmates out of the prison, some to maximum security facilities, to try to prevent more attacks. President of the local prison guards union, Terry Schultz, says the department has also agreed to replace inmates' padlocks with much lighter ones that can't be used as weapons.
The sooner the better in our estimation, because it is a weapon that can be used readily, and we don't want it in our institutions.
Schultz says guards are happy about the stiff penalties the inmates face for the attack. He says while most of the physical cuts and bruises they suffered have healed, the emotional scars will always be there.
It's all we have left to hope for and to pray for, that these individuals remain locked up for a very long time.
The Juneau County District Attorney Scott Southworth has promised to ask a jury for the maximum penalties in prosecuting the inmates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.